Good morning.
This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. Praise the Lord this morning. He is faithful. He who has begun a work in us will be faithful to complete that work. And I would just like to encourage you all this morning that if the Lord has begun a work in you, if He has started to build a Zion in you, then He is faithful, and He will complete that work. As the Bible says in John 10, that no man will be able to pluck you out of the Father's hand. Now, of course, that we know that if we throw in the towel and give up on God, then we know that, you know, we have forfeited our entrance to God. But as far as on God's part, He will not desert us. The Bible says that as a mother will not desert her child that she is nursing, in the same way, God will not desert Zion that He started to build. And that was an encouragement to me as I was reflecting on those words, that that a mother who, as I observe already with my own children, I notice there is a deep, intense, natural protection between mother and baby when the baby is nursing, and it's almost like the baby is there's kind of a helpless feeling there with the baby, and somehow that captures the mother's heart to a degree that there is an intense and a fierce desire to protect and to feed and to look out for that baby. And it says there, I don't have the reference, but it does say there, I think it's Isaiah 50. I'm not sure on that. It's somewhere in Isaiah. If you look up the word Zion, you'll be able to find it. I don't have my Bible with me right now. But it says that even a mother will forsake her suckling child before God will forsake Zion. Even a mother will, even that fierce protection is less, much less, than God's fierce protection for us as His work that He has begun. And that has been a tremendous encouragement for me, especially in times of trial, when things, when God's presence isn't as near as at times. Sometimes we're in the middle of the battle and we make some wrong choices, and all of a sudden we find ourselves heavy with I don't know, whatever it is, condemnation or perhaps just weary and it seems like God isn't there and we're wondering what happened and all of that. But at those times we can always encourage ourselves that God will not desert the work that He has begun. God will not start to build Zion and then just kind of, you know, let it fall by the wayside and not complete it. It says there that its walls are continually before Him. So, and its foundations, you know, and the blood. And we can understand that when why would God begin a work that He wouldn't have any desire to finish? And especially if it's for His name and His glory's sake, why would He bother applying the blood? Why would He bother using of that precious blood to forgive someone and redeem someone and to deliver them from the clutches of Satan and to have such a rejoicing, as it says in heaven, that when there's one sinner that comes to repentance, there's a great rejoicing in heaven. Why would he then, just years down the road, give that precious soul back to the enemy to dispose at his will? You know, and we can know, even just from logical thinking, rational thinking, that would not make a whole lot of sense. Why would you bother redeeming something and, having a glorious victory in something, over something in this life, only to lose it a few years later? You know, and that's an encouragement to me this morning, that God will finish the work. And I pray that it would encourage you as well. As we were speaking out about the last few days here, about being faithful in God's work. And that's one of the things that we can encourage our hearts with in both our own life and also in the lives of those that we're ministering to. That if we clearly see that the work has begun, if we clearly see that the blood has been applied, then we can trust God with that person or that soul that we are praying for, longing for, longing to be sanctified, longing to become more like Christ. And we need to remember that it's God's work. We are just the vessels. We are just those hands that hold the gospel, those seeds of the gospel in our hand. And we can sow and we can water, but it's God that gives the increase. It's God that breathes upon those souls and breathes life in them through His Holy Spirit. Fills them and causes their dry bones to become full of life and causes them to bring forth fruit. That's God's work. So I would like to encourage us with that this morning, to know that God will keep His end of the deal. And that God will be faithful to finish that which He has begun. So God bless you this morning, and may He fill you with His Spirit today.